I'm reading from the book of Luis Fernando in South America. His full name is Luis Fernando Mostayo Martins. He's a contactee. He's written a book named The Magical Base of Los Andes, Runa Antilos, or Antilis maybe. So I will read some different things from this book here. For example, he talks about telepathy. He says, telepathy, which transmits thought, is the most effective instrument that has allowed us to establish a harmonious relationship among our own. This is not only due to the ease with which mental waves are transmitted, which you could locate in what you know as an alpha wave frequency, but also because it allows us to capture the smallest ID from either an emitter of the receiver. Thus, a complete and sincere relationship exists among us, much like the one we are currently establishing with you. He continued, consider the following. To discover the truth, you need two persons, one that knows how to speak it and one that knows how to listen to it. I go on. Note that the person who speaks is none other than one who has previously heard it. You will see that the only existing difference between them is one of time, since some arrived earlier and others later, but they arrived in the end. Here lies what is so wonderful about the path that has been undertaken since the time that we've spent traveling. The roads of evolution is the only difference between you and our own. In fact, our civilization had to undergo many centuries ago that what we are currently experiencing. Consequently, it is made it possible for us to approach you at this time in pursuit of securing your humanity in which conclusive time of development. Some later goes into the dimension and he says, the first dimension, it is matter with a minimum aiment of awareness of itself. Waves of divine creative energy of life arrives at this dimension and are manifested in the primary states of matter in nature, such as animals, rocks, etc. Here the energy of life is part of this state and will be utilized as time progresses. The second dimension, it is the world of animals and vegetation. Here a consciousness has been developed, but it is very inferior to that of man. This is where the creative energy, divine energy, experiments in what you may conceive as group spirits, developing in specific segments of the animal and vegetable kingdom. Such manifestations of life exist in aggregated states such as herds, forests, flocks, and others. Equally important, the individualized spirit of man, incarnated as this or that animal form, does not exist in such dimensions. Rather, in such a process, the path is prepared for this to happen, accumulating in the synthesis of such experiences a confrontation of one human consciousness. Not until then can we begin to speak of a superior dimension. At this point I added, once I heard that in some incarnation we have been different animals. However, from what you told me, this cannot be true? Zenon answered, of course not. None of you can identify with this or that animal or plant. You were never one of those specifically, but you did once form a part of them altogether with the divine manifestation in nature. When a synthesis of the accumulated experiences of inferior states of consciousness emerged, a willful growth was initiated in higher levels of consciousness, starting with a third dimension. And then it says about the third dimension. This is when the accumulation of experiences of the previous states come together and individualize, forming the seed of human consciousness. It is the moment in which man begins to gain awareness of himself in the three planes in which he lives and interacts with his surroundings. They are the physical, mental, and spiritual planes. Millions of years have passed since your word was conceived, but as well as many centuries since the man began to inhabit it. Now your planet, as well as its humanity, find themselves in the dawn of a new state of consciousness, which is manifested as the following. The fourth dimension. This plane initiates you in the complete awareness and knowledge of your being. It is the stage of complete understanding of true capacity and on controlling your surprehensions or those of extrasensory perception. It is here that man learns to master at will the elements of time and space. Do you now understand what I meant when I told you about thoughts and telepathy? Then the fifth dimension. Here is where several of civilizations that are helping your world within a concerted plan of actions exists. In this dimension, each being has complete control of the generation of matter. It is here where thought reaches its greatest creative capacity and where the use of the power of the word is geared towards the modification of the material plane according to what the being desires. Here matter is displaced, changed, and transmuted at will. The sixth dimension. In this dimension, you will find all those beings of light who you could identify as your solar geniuses, cosmic architects, or mentors. These superior consciousnesses are actually responsible for developing all the projects to help other human populated worlds like your own. They are in charge of the destiny of galaxies and prepare the externally fertile soil for our Father's loving expansion. The seventh dimension. This is the supreme consciousness of the cosmos, the profound love of God, the Father Mother to which all creation is directed, since everything originates from Him and in the end returns to Him. Each one of these dimensions is divided into multiple levels of comprehension and maturity through which man is called to reach superior levels of manifestation by utilizing in his development all the necessary experiences in order to transcend to those dimensions of greater consciousness. Because of this, you have always found ourselves facing the daily practical option of how to conduct your life in order to rediscover yourselves and your capacity for realization. Now you are called to understand the real reason why life as well as the entire universe were conceived. As a result of self-analysis, you will achieve a greater understanding of the universe as you rediscover the keys to access a profound knowledge within yourselves. You will understand that what is found above can also be found below. The telepathic message had come to an end, and for the next few minutes the last phrases lingered in my mind, motivating me to reflect upon the concepts he shared with me about dimensions and, most importantly, those concepts about understanding the universe through knowledge of ourselves. It was evident that increasingly each dialogue made reference to the need of re-countering ourselves with our inner essence, with what intimate being of light that awaits for us to turn our attention towards our inner universe. Many of the dialogues had already mentioned various techniques that enables such a development, a contact with the divine and grand I Am presence. These techniques attempt to establish a dialogue and a communion with ourselves, and stem from self-analyze through a truthful, determined, and profound introspection, which is possible through meditation and concentration upon our divine spark, the sublime manifestation found during the harmonization and relaxation efforts that bring much good to our lives. When I found myself developing such interiorization efforts, which are qualified by them as a preparation process, I began to uncover and learn about one of the most wonderful instruments at our reach, the cosmic name. And this is then the last of chapter 1. And I end this part here. Next is some from chapter 2, but here it will be on another audio file.